Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you to the Fishers of Men number one show, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show platform. We are so excited to have him in the house with his brand new show. Got a lot of great things that's going to be coming at you, not only the Fishers of Men show, but the brand new TV show called Taste It. It's going to be coming your way exclusively here. I'm so excited to just be a part of an amazing venture with a mighty man of God. He's on the airways with us all the way from Nassau, Bahamas, by way of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Here he is, none other than the man of the hour. Here he is, none other than Prophet Geno Tyus Sherman. What's happening, man? I'm excited about your new show. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show platform. It's an honor to have such an amazing individual on our platform, such as yourself. Welcome. Let me clap you up. I got to clap you up. Wait a minute. I got to clap you. Wait a minute. I don't know what's going on. Wait a minute. I got that. Look at that. Wait a minute. I got you. See that? Sorry I didn't have you. With that being said, if you would, tell the world who you are, and you can go right into what God has gotten you to say. You'll be on from 6:30 until 7:55.
All right. Awesome.
All right. From 7 to 7:25. I'm sorry.
Okay. To God be the glory. Well, to God just be the glory. Truly want to thank the Lord for this beautiful, awesome day in the land of the living of the year 2024. You have made it over. You did not get stuck in between the 2023. You're still in the land of the living. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ on the behalf of Fishers of Men, number one, located in Fort Lauderdale and Plantation area. Praise God, and I, yours truly, Evangelist Prophet Sherman, is into your hearing today. Let's get rid of the preliminaries. Yes, originally from the Bahamas, praise God, was saved from 1985. A churchgoer all my life, all my life. I was born again. I received the Lord under the former, probably you do know, is Miles Monroe. And that ministry, praise God, is a lifted diplomatic center. And from that until now, I've been on the battlefield, has a desire to serve the Lord on my Father's business, doing the kingdom business. And this month and next month, February the 4th, down in Fort Lauderdale, you can make it, doesn't matter, nowhere is too far. But if you got relatives and neighbors in the Fort Lauderdale area, Lauderhill area, I want you to be able, yes, you can contact the Prophet or Greg Shell's show and let them know that you want more information to be able to have your loved ones to attend this service Sunday night, the 4th of February, 7 o'clock. I mean, an awesome, awesome, awesome night. A challenge night that expecting a miracle, activate your faith and receive your miracle with your name on it. As the Bible said, if you believe, signs and wonders should follow. You could document it. You could put it all together, what you were looking for the Lord to do, and you believe it by faith. Faith is heaven. A currency exchange. You can exchange because of your faith will give unto you with the necessities that you need for a time like now. You need a sure word, a word that you could bank on. Amen. Praise God Almighty Jesus. You can have $1 million in the bank, and if you lose one digit, you will not get a dime. But if you got all the digits in place and you got all the code in place, and when you enter that ATM machine, praise God Almighty, it has to release. It will never be short. The one thing will make sure, if they're short of the money, they can say it is out of order. But as long as it's not out of order, you can have a withdrawal. So truly, it'd be a blessing tonight. And the ways of giving tonight, the ways of giving, I want you to realize is that one of the ways of being blessed is by giving. You got to give to get a release, to release it, to have an increase. Listen again. To be blessed, you have to give, to get a release, to have an increase. Ways of giving is G-E-N-E, dollar sign, cash up, dollar sign, G-E-N-E, S-H-E-R-M-A-N. One way, another time again, cash up, G-E-N-E, S-H-E-R-M-A-N. James Sherman, that's a cash way of giving. Zelle, 786-478-8263. Zelle, 786-478-8263. For your prayer request or for your writing or prayer request, you can dial the prophet at 786-478-8263. Special prayer request, 786-478-8263. Truly want to thank the Lord for the sponsors out there. You could be a part of this. Want to be able to sponsor Highlight? Yes, call the Greg Shell Show or call Prophet Sherman directly, and that we'll be able to broadcast you on this broadcast as we broadcast unto the world. I truly want to thank those that are under the sound of my voice. Let us all pray. Time. First, just before I pray, I just want to be able to tune in a song for you at this time. He got the whole world in his hands, he got the whole world. 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 Yes. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole wide world in his hands. He got you and me. Come on now. In his hands, he got you and me. In his hands, he got you and me. In his hands, he got the whole wide world in his hand. Yeah, the Lord has in his hand. Who the Lord has in his hand, no man can pluck him out. Really want to thank the Lord for you and you tonight. If you have your Bible tonight, let's be blessed. Want to be able to give you a sure word, a sure guaranteed word. If you believe it, that it will come to pass if you believe it. If there's a time that your faith needs to be activated, it's now, right now, in Jesus Christ's name. As I got your undivided attention, the Bible declare, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Are you just a churchgoer? But if you are a member of the body of Christ, I'm speaking to you. And if you're not a member on the body of Christ, I'm still speaking to you. Because the Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear. So I cannot exempt you. I cannot disqualify you because you have an ear. And if you hear, I cannot stop you from hearing. But one thing for sure, if you take heed, pay attention to the way that what the word is coming, because the word is your life. The word want to be able to activate that faith that is within you so that your purpose, your job is what you train to do. And that's what you get paid to do. But your purpose and your gift is what the Lord has given unto you. Want to activate that. That's what has kept you so long. That's the reason why you live this long, because of your purpose. And the Lord wants to give you an opportunity to activate that purpose now so that you can really go to work and see and to fulfill your destiny. Amen. The Lord thy God of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Almighty God. Lord God, as we come before you even now, right now, in your presence, O Lord God, and those under the sound of my voice, those that are sitting on the media area, yes, social media, whatever form, we truly want to thank the social media and all of those that make it possible. We want to be able to thank the Lord for Greg Shell's show right now, of bringing this an opportunity to many households out there. Yes, it's an opportunity to keep. Yes, Fishers of Men Online, we need your support. We need your support. We need your finance. Yes, to be able to reach the Lord at any cost. Yes, Fishers of Men, praise God, do preach-a-thons, 36, 48 hours. Different islands in the Caribbean, expected to do some great things here. It all takes money, all takes finance, but I want to let you know that it's ground zero, that you give an account for, be responsible for your giving, your support. God ever bless you. In Jesus Christ's name, we cancel. In Jesus Christ's name, we cancel every principality, every powers, every rulers, every witch altars, every demonition spirit, every marine spirit, every generational curse that rise up against you, every sickness, every disease, we come against it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the north, the west, the east, and the south. And we command it right now, be thou cast in the sea and return no more. And that your address is null and void. in Jesus Christ's name. Those that are received right now and those that are receiving now, even yet later. Praise God Almighty Jesus, that they feel the Holy Ghost fire from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, blowing out every transgression from their heart. From the heart, that wife heart, that child, that daughter, that son, that uncle, that nephew, that auntie heart right now, as a minister unto their hearts right now, wherever there is no distance. We blot it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Blot it out in the name of Jesus Christ, and we wash it and we purge it with hyssop, and we wash and cleanse it and create, and them a clean and a right heart. Yes, Lord Jesus, that they present your body. Your body, O Lord God, unto you as a living sacrifice, that a sacrifice of praise. Lord, that they will give a sacrifice of praise in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every lineman in your body must come in alignment now. Your nervous system, every nervous system, every blood system, praise God, every organs and livers and so forth come in a system right now. Every chronic here that upon your head in the name of Jesus Christ. Every disease that rises up against the blood of Jesus Christ is against it right now in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, be blessed, O Lord God, and reverse the curse. I thank you, Lord Jesus, right now. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Let the word in my mouth, Lord God, as you search my heart. Lord, I cleanse and purify. Let the word and preaching become easy to the hearers, O Lord God, this morning, that everyone that has an ear. And we command that everything exalt against the imagination of the minds of the hearers that bring it into captivity, that they will hear what thus saith the Lord thy God, a sure word from the throne of grace, of glory right now. Lord, as I decrease, let me decrease right now. Lord, and you increase, O Lord, and let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, my Lord, my God, my Redeemer, in Jesus Christ's name. Tonight, I want you to be able to follow me a little closely. And if you have your Bible tonight, I'd like for you to be able to get it or even get a pad and a pen, a place for notes of reference, so that later on that you could, that feed your soul, nurture your soul, want to stir you up, all right? And I'm going in the book of Genesis from first mention in Genesis, and the book was written by Moses. Moses coming from out of the, Moses that was grown up 40 years in Egypt, an exile for 40 years, and returned and asked Pharaoh to let the people of the Lord God Almighty go, that they could go and be able to serve and to worship him. And coming from out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea into the wilderness, and spent 40-odd years. Moses spent 120-odd years with the Lord. Did not make it to the promised land, but he held on. To God just be the glory. But in this time, praise God, as this was written by Moses, and the Lord had given him this revelation. And he said in Genesis 12, I want you to look in Genesis 12, and the heading is God called Abram. God called Abram. The Lord God was looking for a man upon the earth to make a covenant with, a covenant that he will have a connection with man and God, his sons. Because Adam had that connection with the Lord thy God, and then on the day he came and visited him. Until one thing that he did that the Lord required of us is obedience. And that's one of the things I want to talk about, is that we need to come in alignment of obedience. Because the Bible declares, he said, because of one man's sin, sin by death passed on all of us. And the Bible said that, and the psalmist said, Isaiah said, he said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin. My mother conceived me. So therefore, the psalmist said, David said that I was holy. Okay, Psalm 51 said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin. My mother conceived me. So therefore, nature is a sinful nature. Your nature is the sin. You cannot help yourself but sinning. You cannot help yourself. You're born that way to sin. You don't have to teach you how to sin. That comes automatic for you. Amen. But you have to learn how to become born again, and to be born again and to live in Christ Jesus, to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. There's so many in first mention is that we always blaming, showing the blame. When Adam get caught, he blamed Eve. That spirit is still rampaging from first mention even to now. He high and he blamed Eve, but he had the responsibility to keep it safe. But apparently, true, whatever the situation or circumstances, sometimes we allow people and our loved ones to, we cover them in danger. And and in danger they eventually will catch hell. So apparently the Lord calling me. Called now. He's looking for someone to have a covenant with. And during this time, he found Abram. Abram was in a mess. The whole world is in a mess. A mess now. As it is even today. The Lord is looking for a man. When I say a man, I'm talking about the human race. And that man can be a woman, because a woman has a man attached to her. That's what makes her a woman. She's not just a woman. She is a woman or female and has a masculinity attached to her. So when I speak of man, I'm speaking about the human race. What's the human race? A man and a woman, or female and a male, or a male and a female, or a male and a girl. All right? That's what makes up the human race. They're not cows and dogs or animals. That's the human race that makes up the man. Okay, the human race is a man and a woman multiplying and produce, and a woman born. Okay? She's of the man.
Oh, yeah.
Let me born of a woman. What an awesome move. Now, the Lord God, and the Bible said the Lord called Abram. It's their call. There's many people are called. He said many call, and few are chosen. We are called. We are called before the foundation of the world. And the Lord chose, and he chose amongst out of all many that is called to do a specific. He's calling Abraham so that we can exercise faith, that he can sustain faith upon the earth, because we need faith. One of the things that the Lord God needs is our faith. Faith. And what activate faith is obedience to what is he saying? Faith. He said to Adam, he said, I give you all of this. You are wealthy. No lack at all. But one thing I require of you is obey. He said, the day that you shall eat of this tree, thou shalt surely die. Amen. All he asks is for our obedience. And he speaks that we stir our faith, that we be reminded that what his obedience is all about. Obedience. And we're talking about obedience. So when he called Abraham into obedience, and he said, now. Faith is now. You need to hear it when? Now. You need to understand it? Now. You need to receive it? Now. You need to be activated? Now. We are talking about a now situation now. The Lord doesn't do it tomorrow. He doesn't do it later. He does it now. He called Abraham now, and he speak to Abraham. And then the Lord said, and the Lord had said unto Abram, all right, when you are ready now, he's ready to speak. He ready to release. He ready to perform, because he's dealing with now. And some of you are going through a whole lot of situation right now, and you need an answer from the Lord now. So you need to be connected to that mechanism where it's going to deal with your situation now. It has to happen now. So I'm saying unto you, it is good grounds to be able to sow on, because it's happening when? Now. Because I am dealing in the spirit of now. Because he called Abraham in now. And I have to do my work now. I have to operate in the call that the Lord have called me or chose me for now. I cannot do it when I'm dead. I cannot do it later. But I have to operate now. So I thought it was not robbery to come unto you now. And I didn't think it was robbery to be able to let you know how you could be connected. How you could be able to become a partner in Fishers of Men number one. Amen. To be able to reach that loss, to reach out, to be able to enjoy this, that we can be able to have greater medias or social media, that we can be able to reach those that who need to hear a sure word now, those that need a healing now. It is about now. And that's why I'm getting the Lord want us as men and women of God that are called and are chosen to operate in this now. Because the time is now. Later, hey, it is now. He that has an ear, let him hear now. Amen. And he said unto Abram, he said, the Lord now. He said, it's the Lord. I want you to see what the letters say. That's why I want you to open the Bible. The Lord had said unto Abraham. Who's the Lord? The Lord is, see, a lot of folks want to, quote unquote, want to use the cloth. They want to be in the sanctuary, but they don't want to rule over him. Lord is rulership, ownership. Rulership, ownership, okay? And he's the Lord God of all gods. And that's what makes him Lord, okay? He's Lord from the beginning and even yet to the end. And he's Lord. So in other words, Abraham knew that, look here, he is my shepherd then, or he is my ruler, or he's the one that's going to give me direction. Because some of us need a covering. We need someone to direct us, give us a direction, and lead us into our prosperity, or lead us into the land of milk and honey, or lead us where the grass is green, to lead us even as a desert place, that there is still wealth. There is hope, okay? And this is what he assuring Abram, because the Bible said, and we read, he said, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. He is the Lord of the earth. Everything that is on the earth, he made it, created, performed it, and everything is his. And everything that is within it, everything that shake, move, or breathe. I just want you to emphasize that. That's why he can offer. That's why he can make a covenant, because he owns it. You cannot give somebody something that you do not have. But the Lord is telling Abe, he said unto Abe, get thee out of thy country. And I'm saying to some of you is that what you did in 2023, you cannot toil. You cannot continue repeat the same thing or a thought. You continue rolling a thought. That thought will be a thought, all right? Take no thought of tomorrow, because you cannot change one cubic of your feet. If you do not change it today, it will still be there tomorrow. And tomorrow will always be tomorrow, and it's next 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Then all of a sudden you realize it's 1 year, 2 year, 3 year with that same thought, and have not been able to shift. And I want to make sure you shift. And I'm telling you, that thought that you have to be blessed and to moving out, you need to touch it and tack it. I'm trying to say, I'm coming out. I came out of 2023, and I'm moving forward. I said, I come out. I'm not stagnated no longer in 2023. Some of the things that I wanted to do, and I realized that I didn't, that some folks was a hindering, I come out. Even for my kinrids and my loved ones and so on, I had to come out. And he's telling Abraham, because there's so many gods, so many confusion, there's so many ideology, people around you, all right? But when you take a survey, how far did they want you to go? Amen? How far did they want you to go? So he tell him to come out from his kindred, all right? Specifically, he said, come out from out of thy country. Come out from your country, okay? Stop trying to label yourself as in terms, I am a Bahamian or a Jamaican or a Puerto Rican or Hispanic or something like that. He said, man, come out, all right? He said, come out. And we'll see that. We'll read in the story, or we'll go further, that even Joseph had to come out from his kindred. Joseph even had to come out from his brethren so that the Lord could bless him. Sometimes the Lord want to bless you, but the people that are around you, where you at, the Lord can bless you until you come out. And he's saying that you got to be able to come out. He didn't say to chop or hate nobody, but he said, you got to. And he said, you got to get out. Not come out. He said, get out. You know, it's not like saying, I'll come out. Get out. Like somebody to say, look here, I no longer want you here. You know, sometimes when husbands, wife, or people get mad, they say, get out of my place. You know, and they say with an, attitude. He say to them, get out. That means, look here. Look here, I don't want you to be there. I cannot bless you there, but you got to get out. Am I talking to somebody? I got to be talking to somebody, because I'm feeling that fire burning coming within me right now. Because those need to hear this tonight. I didn't want us to get out, and I'm saying to get out. It may be a little sound, but I need, because it's important. Because the Lord sometimes want to bless some of us. I'm praying, but we toiling up in mess. We toiling around our country, about our culture. This is our culture. This is our people. This is the way we do it. No, no, no. The Lord don't do it the way you do it. He want to do it. If you walk in obedience, he want to be able to give you a covenant, okay, the way it should be done, not the way you do it. A new page. Come out from among them. Let's cross over the other side. I want you to tune in to Fishers of Men. I want to say, Prophet, I hear you, and I felt that to the core. All right? I don't want to preach to you, but I want to relate to you. I want to be able to build your faith so that you know that your faith is heaven currency exchange, that it makes a difference in you moving forward in 2024. that you know that, listen here, with your support, with your help, and that you hear this word, that your faith will increase. And not only increase, but you have an ever-increasing faith. Amen. Because of the word will increase your faith. Because the Bible said faith coming by hearing, and hearing the word of the living God. Somebody ought to give the Lord a clap of praise right there. Shame the devil. Praise God Almighty Jesus. Because your faith should be able to allow you to connect to your loved ones that are sick and are afflicted. And those closed doors, because you're getting out. You're getting out and walking by faith. Amen. And hold on. And you need someone else to coach you, disciple you as you get out. And you need to be able to support that resources that you could be edified. And that these words like this will come to you, direct to you, because you know exactly that it's not lost, because now you found it. And I'm saying, it's telling you to get out. And he said, now he wants Abraham to get out from his country. And he said, from out of your country, sometimes you have to move out. Out. There's some people in Africa, Haiti, some people, they're just ritual. And they cannot serve the Lord that they want to because apparently, because of culture, okay? And because of culture, they got to be able to say, I got to get out. I got to go to America, or I got to go to Bahamas or the Commonwealth or another country, and they can feel their liberty. And guess what? And they have prosper, and they've been able to serve the Lord freely, the Lord God freely, because they get out. They get out of their country, and they can be able to have a better finance, a better life, and then been able to build back up where they come from, even some of their loved ones. But if they did not move, they will not. They would in terms be in captivity under the yoke of bondage because of tradition and religion and organization. He said to get out from your country and from, and he said, yeah, and from thy kindred, okay? Yes, all your people, you know your people, your kindred, those people that, your family, your brothers, your sisters, all of those, your brothers, your sisters, your auntie, your cousin, and so forth. He said, come out, your countrymen, you got to leave them. Yes, you're leaving your countrymen, you're leaving your country. And even folks of us, you might have to forsake if his mother, father, brother, and sisters there. But he said, get out. He said, get out. You know, in the New Testament, he said, look here. When you forsake mother, father, and brother, and sisters, and children, and then you deny yourself, okay? See, it's parallel with that, okay? It's always witness there. You know, Jesus, the Lord Jesus said, I come to restore back that which should be, that is broken down. I come to build it back up so you could get the benefit of what it's supposed to be. So he said, come out from your kindred and from thy father's house. So you see how close it is, even from your father's house. Let's look at when Joseph, they get Joseph out, or they throw him out, or they dig a pit and put Joseph. I am telling you, out of Abraham at this time, with Jacob, okay, Jacob's son, okay, he throw him out. I'm telling you, he throw Joseph out. Abraham, he throw Joseph, they throw Joseph, they get Joseph and put him in the pit to die so that he can get out from amongst them and go in to another country and a foreign land and develop his dream. And he run for his life. So what I'm trying to say is that it's all by faith, but he hold on to that dream. And we're talking about faith. Tonight I hope that you'll be able to hold on, because you're going to have a test and trial of your faith, but you got to learn how to hold on. Look at the patriarchs, the prophets, and the prophets of old, how they have overcome. It's the same. The same way. The Hebrews 13, they say Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And the Bible declares, and even in Exodus 3, he said, the Lord thy God, he is. Okay? It's his name. And his name is to many generations. Does not change. So if he does it for for the patriarchs of old, he do it for you. He said, come out from thy father's house into the land that I will show thee. He's not going to show you. He tell you to come out where you at. But when you come out, he say he'll show you. He give you some direction. He began to talk to you. Favor upon you. You begin to see clearly now because you come out. He showed Joseph the dream, and when Joseph declared the dream, it provoked it and brought jealousy amongst his brother to be able to get him out. Because how can this young lad could just come on the screen and say, we will bow to him on even a father's will? Listen here. The Lord is no respect a person, but the Lord has a ram in the ticket all the time. Is he calling you? Do you have that call on your life and you're not too sure? Because you are in your country and because you're in your father's house. It's because you're religious. You know, they was trying to keep me in the church where I grew up from as a little boy. But when I had that call and I testified, they thought I was moving too fast. They tried to smother the call that the Lord placed upon my life. They did not see the call that the Lord God have called me and called me. And I have not been able to do much work in the church that I grew up as a little boy until I becomes a teenager. I am telling you. But when I got saved and I began to read this word, the comfort of the Holy Ghost, but the Spirit of the Lord move upon me through his word, the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and say, I will not leave you comfortless. But he sent the comfort of the Holy Ghost to teach me. And I opened this Bible. That's why I tell you, open it. Because everything that you need here tonight is in this Bible. So that you can prosper and have good success. And that you know who you are. Okay? And to be able to exercise his will be done in your life. And I can tell you that. And that's why I believe that I'm walking. If Abraham was the Abraham of faith, a man of faith, I need to develop that spirit of Abraham faith, okay, to be able to please the Lord God Almighty, that I need to know that the Lord has to become Lord in my life. I am covered. I'm covered, not by somebody wanting me to cover me because maybe my position or because of my wealth. I'm covered because of faith in whom I believe. I believe the Lord thy God. He had the creator of heaven and earth and all that is within. I believe that there's one Lord. All right? And he's the Lord, that God of all gods. I believe that tonight. And he tell Abraham to come up from out of his father's house. Okay? And that he will show him. And he said, and I will show thee. What will he show him? First, he asking Abraham to walk in obedience. And that is important. Are you ready to walk in the obedience to receive the blessing? That you cannot even withhold it. Okay? This is a blessing. Look at where he is. I could not even hold it. All they could do is that they were to fight amongst themselves. But he tell him to come out from his kindred today. And he said, and I will make thee. He said, if you come in and watch this, now there's going to be a change. We must understand that we want to do certain things, but you need a makeover. A makeover. Because your condition that you're in and the way you think, and the way you feel, you need a makeover. You need a brand new makeover. The Lord will make him over from the inside out. All right? Make sure that he becomes that man of God that the Lord called him for to do. He ready to make you. Isaiah said it like this. When Ukiah died, he said he saw the Lord and his trail fill the house. You know, and the Lord said, who will I send? And Isaiah said, I'm a man with filthy lips. I am a man with filthy lips. You know, I'm in a bit unclean lips. But he said that, Lord, but who shall I send? Isaiah said, send me. You know, he agreed that send me. And he agreed. What the Lord did is that he said the cherubim went to the altar and take this live coal. Isaiah said, I'm a man undone. I am undone. The Lord will clean up the mess. He don't let you work in your mess. He clean it up. He makes you brand new. He makes you what you need. okay? When you go to the army, they make the sword for you. They make the gun. They make the bulletproof vest. They make you all over and equip you, okay, to be able to deal with the challenge and the battle, because you got to come out more than a conqueror. You got to be that soldier that they chose you to be in the front line, wherever they position you. And he said to Abraham, he said, and I will make of thee a great nation. He's speaking that he will, look here, I got nation in you, that I'll make a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. I am telling you, nation with greatness. You know, he tell him automatically, look here, I will make nation, I'll make thee great nation, and I will bless thee, okay, and make thy name great. Vision with provision. The Lord is not going to be able to call you and not equip you. Equip you with all the necessities that you need to become great. His aim is that you will be great. Greater is he in you than he that is in the world. Greater than the nations that are out there, that you will conquer that nation. So he said to Abraham, I will make you great. I will make you great, and thou shalt be blessing. So he tells Abraham that he will do a makeover. And he said, in thy name, great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You see, tell Abraham there will be no lack in you. No lack at all. And when we read in Deuteronomy 28, we can attest to the blessing. He said, I bless you going in, going out. I bless you in the city. I bless you in the field. I bless you in the wombs. See, what's the blessing? And we can see the blessing of the Lord. And he said, and then see that I would not open the windows of heaven and bless you. And that I will pour out, I will run you down. You will not even have room. This is the blessing. Because what I'm saying is that great, because he can make you great without any lack at all. So he said, I will make thee great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. Oh my gosh. And that's why I'm saying, I believe in that. I'm bank on that. This is a bank that never run dry. And he said to Abraham, I will bless them. And that's why I said to you, in good soil, if I believe in this word to be blessed, because the father of faith in the earth, and he's blessing the abundance, bless great nation, that he can bless nation, that he's great in nation, every nation upon the earth, that every family, and the Lord does not lie. And he said that, And what he's saying is that, and he said that he will bless, he will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will make, and I will bless them that bless thee. Watch that, and I will bless them. And I said to folks back here, when you sow, I want you to know it's going to be blessed. I want you to expect a blessing. I want you to expect a blessing. Want to pray that covenant that he said to Abraham, I will bless them. You have to be able to see the man of God and those that want to obey the covenant of the Lord thy God, and that they has the Lord is the Lord of their life. They're covered under the blood of Jesus Christ, is Lord. Amen. Washed in the blood of Jesus Christ because he's Lord. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ because he is Lord. They mention that he's Lord in the New Testament, but he's Lord in the Old. Without him, nothing was yet made, because he spoke the word. And first mentioned, when he spoke to Eve, because thou have done this thing, caused that man be separated, the Adam race being lost, because they were blessed and wealthy with the whole entire earth, all the resources. Adam was the wealthiest there is. There's nothing. Man was not made to be ruler over man. They were wealthy enough, more than enough. Because the Bible said, and the Lord said, long as the earth remain, there will be seed time and harvest time. You can open up a watermelon, and you see it's one watermelon. When you open it up, you see tons of seed. Isn't that awesome? You cannot fathom the mind and the thoughts how the Lord thy God have made and created. Put a seed in a seed to produce another fruit and another seed. And that's why I say, I will bless them that bless you. And I want you to know it's more blessing to give than to receive. Because when you start blessing, when you start giving, it's a start. You start receiving. You start receiving a harvest when you start blessing. And you need to find that Abraham so that you could bless the seed of Abraham. He said, I'll bless them that bless thee. Curse him that cursed thee. And in thee shall all family of the earth be blessed. Hear that? In him. And that's why the cries are there. You know, everywhere I go to Jamaica, I go to the Bahamas here, see so many people ground zero. It's good to preach to them. Yes, it is good to preach to them. And they need to hear the word. But what do you do when you preach to them? When someone say they are hungry, and you say, well, I pray for you. I cannot be able to buy them a soft drink or a water. You need to be a blessing so that the family on the earth will be blessed. And that's why it's set up to be blessed. That's why Jesus said, they that consider the poor. You understand that? He said, blessed is the man that considers the poor. All right? You are blessed and you consider the poor. You cannot reach them, but then somebody out there on that battlefield want to reach that poor. And that poor want to be able to give them something. I'm not talking about a designer outfit or state, but something that it can release unto them. If it's a bread or piece of morsel or something to drink. Because the Bible said that money answers all things. And sometimes people give money because they don't have time for substance. You know, there's people that may have. People may have food. And maybe you get food and find means and ways that those that could distribute it to those that need it. But if I had to buy that food, I'd need money. But those that are giving the food have to somehow need to have to produce it. It's somewhere down the line. It costs some type of currency, whatever the currency or wherever the location that it came from. All right? So when we said money or seed, we know that seed produces the same fruit of its kind. Amen? We speak of money. We talk about seed. Sometimes it's that to reach others. Sometimes clothing. There's some people that has clothing. You understand that they could be able to do to feed those that are naked. And there are certain things that tangible money need to be in place. So all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. So apparently let's just see how the blessing of the Lord thy God work this out. I want you to be blessed because I need you to know that there's some people love to give and want to give. And I want you to be able to realize that the Lord made a covenant. He said, I will bless them that bless Abraham. And I will curse them that curse thee. And I want to be a blessing to the hearers tonight that you'll be blessed. And I want you to believe that. Believe that on that faith is to be blessed. Because I want to increase your faith so that you can read what the word is saying. Maybe you bypassed it and let her read it. But I'm telling you, he said to come out so that he could bless Abraham. And he said to Abraham, and if you walk in this obedience, if you walk in this obedience, he said, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. That is Genesis 12 and 3. He said, and I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him that said him now. Because we got some individual people who want to convince you different. Listen here, all them preachers are the same. They're going to buy them Cadillac and those Rolls Royce and so forth. Praise God Almighty Jesus. If you give me one Rolls Royce, you're going to have to give me a check for that. Because that's high maintenance. All right? Come on, saints of God. Him that bless you. You are someone. There's always a Judas somewhere. Want to talk you down, talk you out, or to refer you to somebody else. That if you did a pearl and you choke and you mingle with the pig, he said, look, you cast not your pearl among swine. Why? Because they trample over you. And some of us that want to give and have given and have been a blessing, but they've been trampled over, lied to. You know, that have been tricked too. But what I'm trying to say is that, yes, you must understand is that if you are pearl, stay a pearl. But if you cast your pearl among swine, what else do you expect not to be trampled over? Because when you smell that bacon of that pig, boy, listen here, you forget that he's a pig. And you know that, you know, that pig eat anything. He may look nasty, but when you smell that bacon, his bacon's no longer nasty. When you smell that pork chop, you never consider that he's nasty, but he's going to trample over you. And I'm saying to you is that let us be blessed in the abundance going over, and that let us have some guidelines. Let's go by the covenant of the Lord God Almighty. I want to stick to what the Lord say. And he said that all families of the earth will be blessed. Everywhere I go, doesn't matter what it is, we got poor people on the streets and those that are addicted and afflicted in America, in the Bahamas, in the Commonwealth, and all Commonwealths, Grenada, all over there, everywhere. You see them everywhere. It's not just only one place. Killing, murdering, everywhere. Because that's the spirit. That spirit is from, okay, from first mention, from Cain and Abel. Cain killed his brother. That spirit did not die. That spirit continued killing. That's why Jesus came, that you may have life. Because if you die in your sin, you're going to hell. And if you're going to hell, there is no way out. Then is the judgment. Amen. And only what we do for Christ will last. And therefore, what I'm trying to say to you is that I need to be able to come into your space. You allow me in that space tonight as I break it down a little bit and try to minister to impart this word into your space. So your DNA will be activated. And I trust that being your DNA activated, that your barcode will download what I'm saying, will download Genesis 12, and that you read it slowly. Just not read it, but dissect it a little bit. What is the prophet saying? To see if the prophet is speaking the word of truth. What is the truth? The truth does not change, but can be proven. And what I'm trying to do is prove of what if it never changed, and it can be proven of what it never changed, but it can be proven. And what's that? The word of the living God. And the Lord said, my word will not return void. The word of the living God, Lord God, ministering to you tonight. The Lord is ministering to Abram tonight, giving him an instruction to walk in obedience by faith. Amen. And telling him what he's going to do. He want to make him great. He want to make nation, great nation. And in those nations that there is not a problem of money, they were blessed. You know, if it's money, whatever it is. You know, sometimes when they would come to see a king, they would bring maybe 100 heads of goat or whatever, or livestock, animals. Amen. All of that is money. All right? Bring hay. It's all currency. It's all currency. It's all converted. All of that sheep will turn into currency. Whatever you got to turn into currency. You know, if you're a fisherman, that fish you put on the market, it'll turn into currency. Whatever state that you enter into currency, and it becomes money. So in other words, is that then you could be able that you want to build or you want to explore or whatever because you got money, and money answer all things. Amen? So he said, I will bless them that bless you, and I'll curse them that curse you, curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And that's what he said to Abraham. So Abraham, now listen now, and so Abraham heard the requirement. He heard the benefits of him obeying. The benefits. Do you hear that, of benefits? The benefits of obeying. The benefit of obeying. And he said, all family on the earth will be blessed. And the Bible said in the fourth, Genesis 12, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. That's obedience. Now, he obeyed. After you've heard, I'm speaking to you. After I've spoken unto you tonight, tell me, what is the Lord saying to you tonight? What does it stir up in you? What are being activated in you? Where are you going from here? Do you still want to hear what the Lord is saying? I told you to read it or jot it down. The Lord is speaking. I'm interpretation. Say the latter, kill it. But ask the Lord to give me revelation knowledge so that I can be able to rightly divide this word of truth. And I'm glad what's the truth. The truth is something that's not changed but can be proven. Okay? And someone need to hear that. Matter of fact, your whole household need to hear that. Okay? Because unless you realize that that Lot hear this information. He heard this news, because more than just Abraham went out. You see, because we have to be influenced. And some people, you are influenced among some people that want a way out. You are their ticket of their way out. They want to hear something positive on their way out, to get out. You know, they want to get out. And they need somebody to be able to say, well, I want to follow them because they're getting out. Somebody, what I'm trying to say is that a flock needs somebody to lead. Not everybody can be leader. Are you that leader that is called? Are you called to be that leader that you could lead some people to get out? Oh, that touched somebody. Oh, yeah. Be a blessing. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's a yes. Come on. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, Lord. Intermission right there. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you. We praise you. We lift you up. We thank you for the Fish of Men show tonight.
Yes.
And I know someone that was listening in, and if you haven't listened, you can listen back to the rebroadcast in about the next 30 minutes by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show and make sure you put the number 3. Amazing, amazing show, y'all. We want you to tune in tomorrow night. Same dial right here on blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show number 3 for another amazing, powerful message from none other than Prophet Geno Taya Sherman with the brand new audio broadcast of the Fishes of Men show number 1. Fishes of Men number 1 show. And I'm really excited to have him on our platform. We want to encourage you, if you have an idea or a ministry show or a technical show and you want to get it housed, we would love to house you right here on our new platform where we're offering opportunities to individuals as yourself. Man of God, I wanted to tell you, man, a powerful, powerful show tonight. Tomorrow night, I don't know if you open for having a Q&A where you can have callers to call in maybe tomorrow night, or do you want to wait till Wednesday night where they can call in, you know, and tell them about your revival and everything. You got about 10 minutes, about less than 10 minutes left in this particular episode of the show. Great show, man. Let me go ahead and clap that up. This show was just simply amazing.
They can call in on Wednesday.
Hey, we want to let you know, too, if you would like to be a proud advertiser or a sponsor of this brand-new broadcast, some of the ways that they can give to become a partner with you, man of God.
Well, the ways of giving, you can cash up, $GENE. SHERMAN. Once again, cash up, $GENE SHERMAN. That's Gene Sherman. By Zelle, 786-478-8263. Zelle, 786-478-8263. Prayer request. You want to be able to speak to the prophet? Telephone number 786-478-8263. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, and thank
Amen.
You all. And this was the Lord move. Amen.
Amen. And watch this, you guys. If you can't reach him, leave a voicemail, and one of his assistants will definitely get in contact with you schedule a proper time where he can really address, you know, what's on your mind. Of course, everything has to go through protocol, and so, you know, leave a message, and he'll have his assistant to give you a call to, you know, set up, schedule a time to have that conversation with him. Now, I know you got the big event coming up the first Saturday, the first Sunday in February. Tell the world a little bit about that. I'm excited about being a part of it.
Yes, this is the man number one, a revival fire 2024. Bring the sick, the lame, a sure word, activate your faith. Activate your faith, because the Bible said activate your faith. And if you believe, because you have faith, said signs and wonders will follow. And I want you to believe that. And without a shadow of a doubt, even at that, and in that setting, we'll have water. I'm going to be able to bring some water, small bottles of water, pray over the water, that, you know, that the water becomes by faith, that there'll be healing in that water. I'll bring some, and we have some anointed oil during at that time. And we'll be located in Lauderhill. And that address in Lauderhill is 3771 West 16th Street Terrace, Lauderhill, zip code 33311. Other than that, for further information, get in touch with Greg Shell or yours truly, 786-478-8263. It's a great expectation. Once a month, that's all it takes to build up your faith and watch the move. And we will fast and pray prior to that. Amen. Are we expecting signs and yet wonders? And that the faith of the people have been increased and really see that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And I'm telling you, I'm expecting a super or natural move. I can tell you.
Well,
so.
I'm excited about the move. I'm excited about being one of the artists to showcase what God has done through me. And we're just looking to have a Holy Ghost good time. You want to go ahead and put your pen in it, you guys. And, again, keep it locked on the Fishers of Men number one show. Now, I know I'm supposed to be coming out there this week. I'm really excited about that. What's going to be happening this week? You're going to be doing your cooking thing, right?
Oh, yeah, well, tasting, yeah. Well, that's another function, another show. That's another cow, you know, on the head of the prophet. You know, and as I go in the kitchen, I minister to. I pray over and anoint my hands, pray over the food, that the food that will be anointed the same time as the people eat. As some people don't pray for their food, but if they eat this food, that they would not, you know, they will not overeat, but apparently that hoping that whatever they eat, that will bring healing to their body, you know, bring healing to their body, and all things are possible because, you know, he said, pray for it, because the Bible said that, you know, he said to them, look here, if people present, even they put poison before you, pray for it. May not kill them. May kill them, but won't kill you. And I believe that. You know, I believe just that. I pray over it, and I believe that it will heal the elements, situation in your body, and you'll know that it's being blessed.
Amen. Well, we got 2 minutes left in your show. Go ahead with your closing remarks. Go ahead with your closing remarks, and let them know real quick what they can expect tomorrow night, same station, what they can expect.
Well, tomorrow night, just to continue realizing, right, on tomorrow night, continue, add some folks to your faith, add some folks, start working. It's going to be a spin-off from that, the call of Abraham. There's a call that you need to know, the voice of the Lord that calls you, that brings ownership, relationship, okay, and friendship, amen, and an increase the benefit. All right, so it's going to be a mighty thing. And on Wednesday, we could do a call in. Those that want to call in can do so. But I want to be able to finish just a portion of this. This is laid on my heart. I just want to be able to realize who they're dealing with, how I'm thinking, my mind, my thoughts, and how I feel about the Lord, at what level that I am thinking about the Lord.
33 seconds.
Only the Lord can bless me. Yeah. The only Lord can bless me to be a blessing to you. God bless.
All right, well, y'all want to thank you for tuning in this episode of the Fishers of Men Show. Tune in tomorrow night, same time, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 for another edition of the Fishers of Men Show, hosted by none other than Prophet Geno Taya Sherman. all the way out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Y'all have a blessed evening and tune in tomorrow night. And we thank you again right here on the Fishing Man Number One Show.